He said, and these are his words, he said, "For 20 years, I was a slave on these streets. It was a penitentiary offense to educate a Negro. I have seen my fellow servants whipped for trying to learn. But today here I am speaking where a building is to be erected for the education of the children of my people." He goes on to say, "I wonder if this is the world I was born in." See, in the course of his short lifetime, Emperor saw education go from being a crime for black folks to being a real possibility for his kids and grandkids. So no wonder he was asking whether this was the same world he'd been born into. See, for a man like Emperor, getting an education could open up a whole new world of opportunity. An education meant having real power, meant you could manage your own money, meant you could get swindled out of land or possessions when somebody told you to just sign on the dotted line. Sometimes even determined whether or not you could vote. So most folks back then saw education as the key to real and lasting freedom. That's why when New Orleans University and the other African-American college in town, Strait University, first opened their doors, one of the biggest problems they faced was too many students. That's right, too many students. Many of these students barely spoke English. They'd grown up speaking Creole or French. Few had ever seen the inside of a classroom or even been taught their ABCs. But let me tell you, those students were hungry. You hear me? Hungry. They studied like their lives depended on it. They blazed through their lessons. And that hunger for education lasted for generations in the African-American community here in New Orleans.